Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
All right, welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger. Tonight we got a special show for you. We got Walter Curry of the Jacksonville Jaguars on the show. So, of course, as always, we want to hear from you. So you can give us a call at 646-929-2037. Once again, Walter Curry, Jacksonville Jaguars. Give us a call, 646-929-2037. And as always, if you're too scared to call, you're a little too shy, whatnot, you can always email us, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com, and we will definitely get your thoughts out there. As a matter of fact, I believe we have Mr. Curry on the line right now. Mr. Curry, how you doing today?
And I'm good. Glad to be here. Thanks.
Oh, thank you for coming on.
Oh, no problem.
I was going to say, a lot of people probably don't know you because obviously you're not out there punching old ladies in the face. You're not raping girls in the club. I'm like, how you going to get famous, man?
Well, how I'm going to get famous is doing what I was doing in the football field and also doing my thing with helping kids with autism and other foundations I do with other football players or other charity stuff that I do. But I ain't trying to get famous in that way. I'm trying to stay away from that part of the famous, famous wall, the famous sauce you're talking about.
Yeah, look, you not assaulting no girls in the club?
No, I can't do that. Mama raised me not to put my hands on a woman.
That's a beautiful thing.
Oh,
that
yeah.
is definitely a beautiful thing. My mama raised me the same way. So tell us about your foundation.
Well, I just started my foundation about maybe a year ago about autism. I'm trying to. My goal is to raise money to build a greenhouse to help kids with autism. I found out how hard it is for parents, siblings, and the rest of the loved ones with kids with autism, with the physical therapy part, just being around, trying to help, you know what I mean? So my goal is I want to be able to help with the physical therapy part and just try to take a little bit of the weight off the family members, just to show them that, you know, it's people out here that care. We're not just saying we got a foundation and boom, we trying to raise money and keep it. Now we're trying to help. We're trying to give back.
All right. That's what I'm talking about right there. So what really made you want to do it, and when did you get started?
Well, I was tucking between at-risk kids and autism, and I called a story on I think it was HBO or something, watching TV, and that's when I found out, like, wow, I didn't know it was so tough with autism, so I went that way, and the guy that helped me, David, so when I did it, it made me, like, bam, think about it, like, it's hard for normal at-risk kids, you know, growing up, then it's even harder for kids with autism. So that's why I went that route. And I'm in about now, I think, a year. So
okay. Well,
I'm just
we are
ground.
In national. Well, go ahead.
I say I'm just getting on the ground, but I am a nonprofit 501c3. So I'm just building like you build a house. I'm building slowly from the ground up.
So it's National Autism Month. Do you have plan, any events, any school visits, anything like that going?
Yeah, I got to go to D.C. next week. In D.C. they're having an autism day at the big aquarium there, so I'm gonna appear there, and then I've been doing some things in Jacksonville with autism, and also the Jaguars put me into connection with some people down here too. So I've been doing a lot of community work.
All right. Well, I know you're a player also, and reading your Odyssey, you know, you were an undrafted free agent. And you had to go the hard route.
Yeah.
Tell us what that's about.
Yeah, well, I've been on a long road, you know what I mean? At the bottom of the pole, undrafted, 2 years in NFL Europe, was on the practice squad 2 years, did a year and a half in the CFL. I'm just a guy that want to play football. It's in my heart. I think I got another 5, maybe 7 years to play football, and that's what I got my mind and goal set. So they say, you see all the Hard Knocks videos. I am a Hard Knock guy that just want to play some football. All
right. So now, as a Hard Knock guy, because I think a lot of people don't understand what you have to go through. As far as what is the, like, the practice squad? What is that about? You know, because normal people don't understand, like, when you say practice squad, it's like it's different from the normal football team. What's that experience?
No, it's the same. It was a wonderful experience. You know, you're not on the sidelines on Sunday. That's probably the best way to explain it. But you do everything else except be on the sideline on Sunday. Practice, you lift your weights, you go to meetings, you still do community. When I was on the press squad, I did a lot. That's what made me really go towards getting my foundation, because I did a lot of foundation work with other guys when I was on the press squad, and just in community, showing my face and giving back.
So what would you do on a Sunday if you couldn't be on the sideline? Like, are you in the stadium? Or do you have to be at the game but just not dressed?
You be at the stadium, man. It's kind of tough. It's like you're supporting your teammate because you're still a part of the family, the team as a family. But it's like you don't want to be there because you want to be playing, you know what I mean? But you still go out there and you sweat and you get cut up and you get beat up and practice with each other to go out and help the team win on Sunday. So, you know, if the team get a win, you know, in your mind, you feel like, yeah, I was part of that, you know, helping the offensive lineman out, give them good looks, you know, and if they lose, like, man, I guess, what can I do better? What could we have done better practices and everything? So, you know.
So, you know, now as a member of the Jacksonville Jaguars, and we know the draft is coming up, as a football player, do you, like, watch the draft and see what your team does, what other team does, or in the offseason do you just stay away and just train?
I just train. I watch it a little bit and listen here now and then. I got a couple guys I train with, and I know a couple guys that's coming out this year. So, but I don't work in a department when it comes to drafting or looking. I'm saying picking the players for the team. I'm just trying to do my part and do what I got to do to make the football team. So, you know, that's part of the football business with the draft coming. So, you know, I mean, I'll tell any young players that don't worry about what they draft. You know what I mean? They still going to make the decision, and you still got to show you want to play football and can play football. So,
definitely.
What happens?
Doesn't matter whether you draft it or not. So long as you get invited, that's your opportunity.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You just want to get invited to the party. That's all. If you get invited to the party, it's on you to hit the dance floor or not.
Right. So, what do you think of your team chances next year? You think y'all can rebound and make the playoffs next year?
Well, you know, I think so. You know, coming from the head office, I just got back here, you know, because I was in Canada last year. But it's a good group of guys here, man. And, right now, if I had to say how do I like the team chances, I like them a lot. We're doing pretty good on off-season workouts, and everything's coming together. But you got to go, you know, one day at a time, one work at a time, one workout at a time, you know what I mean? So just can't say, oh, tomorrow we're going to play in the playoffs. No, we can't do that. We just got to go one workout at a time, one practice at a time, and everything is going to – you got to build up to it.
Okay. So now – you know, building up. What is a workout like for you? What do you do? How do you train in the off season?
Oh, when I am not with the team, I'm training in Atlanta with my. I got a trainer I'm training with, so I'm training pretty hard. I'm going to screen like 3 and 4 hours a day in the gym. You know, lifting weights, cardio, abs. We get a little bit of sledgehammer in, you know what I mean? Some truck pushing. Yeah, so I go pretty hard.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So now, I mean, this is your prime time to do your volunteer work and your work at the foundation.
Yeah.
Tell me, what did you how do you plan on expanding what you're doing now? What's your ultimate goal with the Walter Curry Foundation?
Well, with the Walter Curry Foundation, my ultimate goal is I want to be able to build a greenhouse to help kids with speech therapy, physical therapy. Try to give family members a pat on the back, like there's people out here that want to help. There's people want to show their love for you. Not sympathy, I wouldn't say, but that, you know, you're not by yourself. You're not in the dark by yourself. There's people trying to help you come to the light.
Okay. So if we wanted to get involved with the Walter Curry Foundation, where would we find you?
At waltercurry.org. Yep, you can go and check out the website, and you can get involved right through the website at waltercurry.org.
Okay, and so do you plan on, like, during the season, do you plan some of your trips where you, like, different trips to different states? Do you plan like school visits and things of that nature to raise awareness?
During the season, I won't be able to plan any trips. You know, you'll be locked and loaded during the season. But I can't fly, you know, I probably can make an appearance on a Tuesday or something when we're on our off day and fly back that night. But during the season, I'll do all my stuff in Jacksonville, visiting the schools, hospitals, all kind of stuff like that. 2 years ago when I was here, I did a lot of visiting schools, hospitals. I did a turkey drive, helped feed the homeless. So I do a lot of community service.
Okay. Well, you know, the reason why I was asking is because, you know, it could be some people who would like to meet up with you and help you plan events. You know, things of that nature. You know, I would like to get involved.
Yeah, like I said, if you would like to get involved or people would like to get involved, just go to the waltercurry.org and post it or email me from there, and then I can let you know at my earliest convenience when can I see you or get in touch with you so we can get together and talk about doing some things together.
Okay.
But we definitely, at Walter Curry Foundation, we definitely would love anybody that wants to get involved or give a helping hand to helping kids with autism.
All right. Well, I know you're a Jacksonville Jaguars, whatnot. I'm actually not a bandwagon, but a New Orleans Saints fan. You know, I got my Saints gear on. I'm kind of excited this year at home. And do you think that your team, you know, do you think that your team is going to stay in Jacksonville? Or what do you think about the rumors that you may be
one? I don't know. I was in Atlanta training at the gym at Wildcard Fitness. I was like, I don't know. I had that question quite a bit in the gym with people. Like I told them, I don't work in that department. I get paid to play football. They get paid to find out where we're going to be in Jacksonville or L.A. or where we're going to be. We could be on the moon. I just want to play football.
We're out here on the West Coast, and, you know, that our governor here, the Terminator, he did just pass a bill to build a new stadium in the city of industry right in between L.A. and San Diego. So, speculation.
I heard about him. I don't know.
Yeah, this is my opinion. Everybody's got one, but doesn't mean that they're valid or anything like that.
You know? Yeah.
But I know you're a Florida native. I'm correct. Born and raised.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you. What your feelings would be on that? Like, how would you feel? I know Jacksonville hasn't been there long. I mean, I guess for the most part, what Miami Dolphins has been Florida's team, but Jacksonville being there, and what you got Tampa Bay also, but they're still not the same. I just didn't know who your allegiances would be. Just growing up, what was your team?
I used to watch the Dolphins a lot, you know, Dan Marino, of course.
Right.
And then my dad was a diehard Bills fan, so. But I just loved the game, so when it came on,
I read you played a little basketball too.
Yeah, man, I'm 3'10", but I can do a little bit on the court. As a big guy, you know, but you know, all big guys want to play point guard. So
sometimes I want
to I just want to get the assist, man. Yeah, so I don't want you using that as a rebounder all the time. Let me pass the ball a little bit.
So I couldn't holler at you get down in the post.
I will. Now I am a role player, so if you need me to play in the post, I'll play in the post. But now we get up by. Say 10 or 12 points. I want to run a point a little bit.
I have no problem giving up a point. I'm a role player too.
Okay.
Well, now I want to thank you for coming on the show. I know it's late there, over down in Florida. We're on the West Coast. Is there anything else you wanted to say to the people?
Well, I want to say you're welcome, and I want to say thank you for having me on the show. And then, like I say, if you want to check me out or find out what's going on with the foundation, just go to waltercurry.org. And like I say again, man, thanks for having me on the show.
No, thank you for coming on. And like I said, anything going at all, any events, something you want to promote or talk about, whatnot, welcome to come on the show. And
I appreciate it, man.
And we'll be following you, man. Although you are kind of disappointing. You're not out there throwing people through bar windows or nothing like that.
No. What I'm finna do when I hang up this phone, I'm finna get ready to give me some rest and get up in the morning, go do a little extra work. You know, we work Monday through Thursday, but you know. I'm going to give you a little extra in tomorrow.
All right. Well, once again, man, thank you. Thank you for taking the time out to come on the show. I appreciate you. And like I said, anytime you want to come, you're open. You can just call us anytime. We're here for you.
I sure will.
And I definitely, I want to get involved with what you're doing.
Okay, well, just check me out on the website. I appreciate
yes,
that, too. All right, you have a good one.
All right, you have a good one, too. Get some rest. We'll be rooting
like
for the Jaguars this year.
Okay, thanks.
A little bit. Just a little bit,
all right.
Though.
That's all I need. Just a little bit. That's all I need. Thanks.
All right, man. Peace. All right. That was Walter Curry of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Genuinely good man. You know, you can't look him up and find nothing. I was telling him earlier, like, you know, how you gonna get famous? You're not hurting nobody. You're not punching nobody in the face. You're not fondling girls in the club. I'm like, how you gonna get out there? We not trying to hear about athletes being role models, doing good stuff in the community. You'll never hear about that. We'll never know about Walter Curry and the Walter Currys of the world. Because quite honestly, people just don't want to see athletes in a positive light. Why? I don't know. Now on that note, we're gonna play one of my homies. My homies HISB. They got a new song out. So check it out. It's kind of hot.
Got to be a man, you know. Yeah. That's it. when it's time to step out, bring him out, bring him out. Oh, like I thought you having the gear drought. Step out in my best fresh Lando channel. Harry Belafonte, shine of a lamppost. Girl looking at him like he famous, brainless, insecure about the what she came with. The shameless female, now he's up resale. Got a man mad cause the swag is she male. The poor guy, I walk by with the glow like show enough. She froze giving me the look like show enough. I turned around and see the young man been up to love. Pick your face up, boy, you get your face up.
Bring out the box, the boys will go throw. Get your face up, cause swag is so old. Fell out the house, out short, oh no. Then back in, I forgot my Lando. We sold Lando. I forgot my Lando. We sold Lando. Then back in, I forgot my Lando.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host Dick Hugger. Yo, Walter Curry. I like when athletes represent, and they represent positivity. I can't say that enough. So for those of y'all who didn't catch it, WalterCurry.org. Man's representing. Got the foundation helping just regular people, helping kids with autism, trying to make a difference. So if you're trying to make a difference too, go to WalterCurry.org. Look him up. Try to help. We need all the help we can get because it's a lot of stupid people out there. A lot of people that need help. Now, I hate to say stupid people, you know, but there's really a lot of stupid people out there. And, you know, like they were talking about the panic button on Facebook. Nah, we need the Smooth Drama stupid button. That way, we can stop people from being stupid. We just hit the button, bam, and stupidity will just walk away. Now, obviously, we know it's not going to go down like that, but it's a good thought nonetheless. Speaking of stupid people, as I said, Scrabble. My favorite game, if not my favorite game. When I'm done playing basketball, I'm going to retire. I'm not going to play golf. I'm going to retire to a full-time Scrabble player. I'm going to be one of them people. You know, you got the old folks fighting in the street over health care and shooting at people. I'm going to be one of them intense Scrabble competitors. Like you talk, I'm gonna be talking trash. I'm gonna be ready to jump over the table. Everything. Anyway, the toy company, game company Mattel, they announced plans to release a new version of the game down in Britain. Now, get this though. The version that's gonna come out will allow for celebrity names and other proper nouns to get points, and you'll also be able to spell words backwards and even play words unconnected to any other words on the board. Now, first and foremost, for people who ever played Scrabble, you know that is sacrilege. First and foremost. Second, it is something that's, of course, done so that people who aren't well-versed in spelling any, you know, like they stop trying to spell in fourth grade. This version is for you. All my homies that aren't smarter than the fifth grader? The British version of Scrabble. You can put anything up that you want. You can sell it back. You don't even have to know how to sell it. And you can get points. I'm not going to play with y'all. And fortunately for us, it's not coming to the United States or Canada. You know, Hasbro, which owns the Scrabble game in North America, said that edition will not be coming up on these shores. And so, with that, I say thumbs up to Hasbro for holding up the standard, and thumbs down to Mattel. What the hell? But I guess it's the British, y'all. Y'all want to start the trend of being stupid? More power to you. You know, I guess important stupidity is important to y'all. You know, no challenge whatsoever. I don't know. And speaking of stupid, we got to break out the smooth drum stupid button here. Why are the people in Argentina, the government in Argentina, they're offering the soccer hooligans a World Cup vacation? Now, frankly, this was actually the idea of a non-government organization called the Hinchada, which is Argentine Fans United, who claimed that this scheme would reduce violence by bringing fans together. Now, I don't know if anybody else has ever watched soccer. I know it's not really big here in the United States. It's just a world game, whatnot. But not only are the fans not civil in soccer, in the World Cup in general, when you start talking about you're going to bring the hooligans in, one, their name is hooligans. Hello? Am I missing something? The hooligans are going to go to the World Cup in South Africa. Now, we already know South Africa is not the place where everybody's holding hands and saying kumbaya. So, you're going to import in the hooligans who basically fight and hurt and maraud at the soccer games all the time for free. And they're saying that it's going to help the games and help bring people together. Like, whoever idea this is to bring in people who are known to fight and want to fight, you, my dear sir, gentlemen, gentlewomen, you definitely need the smooth drama super button. You got it. That's a retarded idea. And we just not going to say no more about it. The World Cup is the world's game. It doesn't need hooligans. It just needs people who just want to watch the soccer. Or rather, I say football, because that actually is the name of it outside of the United States. But I'm also appalled because I just got to, I'm going to have to invent a literal smooth drama stupid button for the people in Tracy City, Tennessee. Oh, people in Tracy City, Tennessee, elected a mayor, Carl Robin Geary, who received 268 votes, you know, to the incumbent, Barbara Brock, 85. Unfortunately, Carl Robin Geary is dead. he kind of died a few weeks ago. Now, Donna Basham, the administrator of the Grundy County Election Committee, you know, said they wouldn't speculate about why he won, even though his death was widely reported at the time in, you know, of his death, whatnot. This is an indictment on Barbara Brock or the people. I don't know which one would be indicted, because obviously you lost to a dead man. I don't know what to say. Now, either she's so horrible that people would rather a dead guy be their mayor than her, or the people are not very smart and are like, well, maybe he can serve us in death. I don't know. I shouldn't do that, but I'm just saying, dead people should not be elected. There's just something wrong with that. Maybe I'm missing it, but I'm just saying, dead people should not be elected. Now, we want to talk about keeping the button out there, because I'm constantly banging on this stupid button here. Washington, D.C., they had laid off hundreds of teachers, you know, because they said, and this happened back in October of 2009, Chancellor Michelle Reed fired 266 teachers due to a $43 million budget deficit. Unfortunately, it was found that a math error within the D.C. public schools is to blame for the budget discrepancy, and that the school system actually has a $34 million budget surplus. Now, for those who can't count, 34 and 43 is 77. So, that's a difference of $77 million. They were off. And they worked for the public school system. I'm going to guess the people that was doing that math, they got the homie hookup. They never really graduated from school. And if they did, they was cheating all the time. Because I don't know about anybody else, but it's hard to mistake $77 million. Hell, it's hard for me to mistake 77 cents, much less $77 million. Wow. So, Chancellor Michelle Reed, instead of firing them 266 teachers, you probably just want to fire your accountant. Because obviously, that calculator that your accountant has, it's not working right. Either the battery died or they just stupid. Is that the word for the night? Stupid? It's just anti-smart. I mean, this, when you talk about education and how education ain't important, it seems like this is a prime example of why you should be in school and staying in school, because Lord knows, if you can't, I mean, and I'm thinking they're not adding with the pencil and paper and erasing them. You got calculators, and you missed $77 million. Go to school. study. Stay there. Don't ever, ever leave school early. I know the athlete leaves school early, so they can go to the pros. But if you're not playing professional football, basketball, whatnot, you should not leave school early, or you will make errors like that. And though it may not come to $77 million, it's probably not going to be good for you. Just my opinion. You know, I don't know nothing about education, I guess. You know, but I do know how to use a calculator, and I wouldn't have missed $77 million. I'm just saying. Moving into matters of public opinion, I'm in racial rehab. Y'all know I've been saying I've been in racial rehab for a while now, and it's hard for me, and it's hard on me, because I'm trying real hard, but y'all keep pulling me out. Y'all trying to pull me back into the race game. I'm trying not to go there, but y'all keep pulling me in. It's like the mob. You know, first it was all the Obama as a monkey, the gorilla t-shirt, and the guns outside the rallies, whatnot. And then, you know, we just had Walter Curry on, and, you know, he's an advocate for autism awareness. And April is Autism Awareness Month. Unfortunately, we had some people in Virginia who thought, hey, we should piggyback that and make April national, well, not national, but April is going to be Confederate History Month. I'm trying. I'm Confederate History Month. That's what we need. That's what's going to bring America together. That's going to make Americans go down the street hand in hand and profess love and try to work together. Because we know that's what the Confederacy was all about. That's what their history was. They wanted Americans to work together for a common goal. That starts with an S and ends with a Y. And rhymes with Avery Johnson, or just Avery. Anyway, now we hear about the Army has to force a court martial to a lieutenant colonel who refused to deploy to Afghanistan because he considers orders from President Barack Obama to be illegal. This is Army Doctor Lieutenant Colonel Terry Lakin, who believes Obama does not meet the constitutional requirements to be President and Commander-in-Chief because Lakin believes that the President was not born in the United States. Y'all saw the birth certificate. The man was born in Hawaii. And this is where we go back to the whole education is important thing. For those of you who don't know, maybe, you know, when you're looking on the map, whatnot, and you look on that map and you see those 48 states, and you think maybe the United States has 48 states. But for those who weren't studying in geography, if you look at the map closely, up top, above Canada, in the left-hand corner, is Alaska. And further to the left, when you look, there's an island. It's called Hawaii. It is the 50th states. Alaska up top, above Canada, at 49, because we've established, for those of you who don't know, and I'm not making no assumptions, there are 48 states that are connected to the United States. They're all connected. Up top, not connected, you have to go through Canada, is Alaska, which is a state in the Union. And further to the left, out to the water a little bit, is the 50th state, Hawaii, which is where our current president was born. So just in case you didn't know, it was a mystery to you, whatnot, you didn't know really that Hawaii was a state. Now you know. Hawaii is a state in the Union. State education. Young boys and girls, old boys and girls, please stay in school. Please. Whew, y'all killing me. On that note, I'm going to take a commercial break because stupid is starting to fry my brain and making my head hurt. I'll be back.
Listen here, man. It's your boy Cam Wee. I'm just acting a fool. With my man DH, y'all know him as, and Bada Bada Pecan. Yes, sir. Chosen.
All right. Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger. Before I get back into it, I want to announce that the newsletter is out. For those of you who have not had the opportunity to read it or haven't received it in your email, whatnot, you're interested in getting the newsletter, you can email me at dick@smoothdrama.com, and I will reply with a bright and shiny new newsletter. And I want to thank everybody that was involved with putting it together, you know, took the time out to write articles and journals and poetry and whatnot. It was greatly appreciated. And we, of course, want to do more. So I'll be looking out. April's newsletter is out there. And if you're interested in reading what I had to say and what some of our contributor staff writers had to say, just email me at dick@smoothdrama.com. And I will shoot it out to you, and, you know, we can discuss it. And, of course, because this one was so good, I'm expecting to get even better articles and your opinions and feedback to make May's issue even better. And on that note, gotta go back to the super button. Unfortunately, this is that time on the show where I talk about the people that aren't that smart, the dumbass. More people who should have stayed in school. Now, obviously, and I like to tell people, I justify talking about people because I want to make sure that we understand that there's a difference between people who do this dumb shit and regular people. We have to differentiate. It's very, very important because a lot of people, you know, you see it over and over again. As we know, you can get inundated with ignorance and just think ignorance is the norm. But I want to make sure, and I want to put that out there, that we do not condone ignorance in any way, shape, form, or fashion. Ignorance is a no-no. Stupidity is a no-no. You know, we promote the love movement here. We're about love and bringing people together, not spreading them apart. And with that, unfortunately, we have to go over to the Catholic Church. You know, why can't we all get along? I mean, y'all heard Rodney when he said that. What y'all think he was talking about? Rodney was talking about, can we all get along? Can we all come together and try to do some positive shit? And, I mean, he got his ass whooped. And he was talking about, can we all get along? So I'm thinking people who are not getting their ass whooped, the people who are in charge of trying to make people love themselves and love one another, you think that they would be more about bringing people together, not trying to say any damage and besmirch folks and stereotype and bring and tear them down? Catholic Church, y'all know right now the Catholic Church is going through it, and it, you know, it's one of those things, that whole going back to Malcolm X, the chicken coming home to roost. This is the chicken. This is Kentucky Fried Churches, KFC, and Popeyes. They all coming home to roost right now. And then you get Cardinal Tarcisio Bertone, who serves as the Vatican Secretary of State, who made a comment during a news conference while on a visit to Chile, where he said, and we're going to quote him, "Many psychologists, many psychiatrists have demonstrated that there is no relationship between celibacy and pedophilia, but many others have demonstrated, I was told recently, that there is a relationship between homosexuality and pedophilia." Now, it's funny that a senior Vatican official would make that comment now. I'm like, aren't y'all on TV, what, in the news every week for the pedophilia? You molesting little boys and girls left and right? But y'all talking about homosexuals are actually the ones doing it? No. I'm not hearing every day, I'm not reading every day about all the homosexuals attacking young boys and girls in the streets, whatnot. All I'm hearing about is priests. And them not even getting in trouble. I'm hearing about priests that they just get reassigned. I'm like, hold on. They just get reassigned. What part of the game is that? It's a pedophile. If you're someone, an adult, who attacks young kids, takes advantage of them, you are a pedophile by definition. Last time I checked, unless somebody has changed the designation and forgot to tell the rest of us. So, Cardinal, whatever the hell your name is, because, you know, you're not even important enough for me to say your name. Disgusting. And then on top of that, compounding it, because, you know, it seems for some reason that y'all raising the stakes on stupidity. You know, this once again, we got to hit that stupid, the smooth drama stupid button. The Connecticut bishops who are fighting the sex abuse bill. There's a bill that was passed in the Connecticut legislature that will remove the statute of limitations on child sex abuse cases, which has sparked a little thing from the state's Roman Catholic bishop, who released a letter to parishioners imploring them to oppose the measure. You know, now under the current Connecticut law, sexual abuse victims have 30 years past their 18th birthday to file a lawsuit. The proposed change to the law would rescind that statute of limitation. Now, according to the church, in their letter, they say that the change to the law will put all church institutions, including your parish, at risk, and saying that the legislation will undermine the mission of the Catholic Church in Connecticut, threatening our parishes, our schools, and our Catholic charities. Now, once again, this is not, it wouldn't be a church issue if y'all would have handled y'all business in the first place. When you have all these pedophiles under your employ, you should, you know, not reassign them. They should be put in jail. Unfortunately, jail isn't rehab. They don't do any rehabilitation. But just praying to the Lord, that's not rehab. And a pedophile being switched to somewhere else where nobody knows who he is not helping the cause. And the fact that they want to attack folks who want to protect their loved ones. I'm like, because, you know, now, I mean, it used to be you'd be scared, you see a gangbanger, whatnot, you want to move across the street, whatnot, but not now. Shit, these damn priests. These priests are the thugs. They're thugging it out. They are raping and pillaging with no consequence. Where's the authority on that? Where are the teabaggers when we need them? They should be protesting these child molesters. You know, we got Chelsea's law, we got Megan's law. We need to have a Catholic Church law. We need to have a priest law. If your ass is caught fondling kids, whatnot, go to jail. Do not pass go. Do not collect 200. Or if you have the modern game like I do, do not collect 2 million. I'm sorry. I don't see how they can't be punished. And on that note, wow. Stupidity at its finest. I want to thank everybody for listening. Once again, I want to thank my man, Walter Curry. Want to encourage everybody to go to his website, waltercurry.org. See if there's anything you can do to help. Recognizing that it is National Autism Month and that it's all about helping people, not tearing people apart, and not doing things that are counterproductive to helping people. Y'all know me. I'm about the love movement. We should all be trying to come together, trying to help, not trying to tear people apart. Oh, thank everybody for listening, and I want to say goodnight. Sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite. I'm Dick Hugger, and I'm out. Peace, love, and, yeah, peace and love.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.